When they sacrificed for deen, Allah gave them that life that they did nothing. Everyone. One of the benefits of money, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, that you don't get involved in this dunya things. You employ somebody, he's your accountant, he's the, you just engaged in ibadat. And Allah will give you more money to have, to arrange all this. You don't have to arrange all this. Allah will arrange it for you. And if you think everyone is going to do it, then who's going to earn the dunya? Allah will bring the jinnah. Allah appoints the farishtas to do it. Allahu Akbar. Harun al-Rashid's son, when he was a young boy, 16 years old. And one time he came in the court of Harun al-Rashid with a lungi and another lungi fastened on his head. No topi, nothing. A lungi, he just fastened it. Like a manal, like a person, nothing to do with this dunya. Then the courtiers, the people of the court, they were speaking that this boy has brought great disrepute to our king. All the other kings are talking. They see how he dresses also. He doesn't even dress properly. He heard, Harun al-Rashid heard it. He broke, and Harun al-Rashid was that pious king that should make 100 rakats of namaz every day. He was that pious king, he should go for hajj, and how many ulama he should take every second year. And the other year, he should spend so many ulama for hajj. So pious. But where was the level of this boy? 16 year old. He said, when the king told him, you have brought big disgrace and humility to me. He said, you have brought disgrace and humility to me. And that you are too much in dunya all the time. And then there was a bird sitting. He took qasam of Allah and he told that bird, come and sit by me. It flew and sat by him. Then he took qasam, he said, go back. It went away. And then he left the king or the kingdom. And he went away. Harun Rashid gave him one very, very valuable ring through his wife. He gave it to him. That means perhaps he's going, if he needs it. He went away from, he was here in Baghdad, where Harun Rashid, he went to Basra. And there he sat like ordinary, these laborers. Yeah, also I think still you have, like usually what I noticed was like on a Saturday morning, they sit one place, whole lot of them. The builders and all. And then you go and take somebody. He sat with such people. And one person, Abu Amir, a great buzur, then he said, will you do so some work? He said, yes, we are ready for work. Then he gave him some work to build a wall. And he said, I'll only take so much money, not more, not less. And I won't work namaz times. Namaz times I won't work. So anyway, his conditions, he started working. End of the day, Abu Amir saw he did the work of 10 people. So he said, this is a different person here. And handsome, a prince of the royal family, prince. So he watched him. Next week he went again. He was there. So he went for work. So he said, again I'll come. One day, I only work on a Saturday. No other days I work. So he watched, hiding away and watched his work. He saw that he puts the dug up, the mortar, the cement and the sand mix, and the stones are just coming themselves, and the wall is just getting built itself, and the work is just moving fast and perfect work. So then he saw this is a difference. The next week he went to pick him up, he wasn't there. He asked the people that he's very sick and he's in a jungle somewhere. So he went there, he asked somebody to take him. When he went there, he found him, he was unconscious. He was glad. And then what transpired and how he told him, you must make my janaza and you must pay this lungi of mine, give it to the person who will dig my qabr, etc., all that. And this ring, you must go and give it to Harun al-Rashid. Then he realized he was the son of Harun al-Rashid. So when he went and he gave it also, what transpired? Harun al-Rashid asked, did you take work from him? How could you take work from such a honorable person? See, I didn't know he's such a person. So that is the quality, 16-year-old boy. Today we are 60 and we are 70 and no tikana stuff. Nothing whatsoever. Allah let us value this time.